Speaker!
Order, order.
One of the honourable roles of the opposition is to delay.
Labour's Trevor Mallard, who this week opened up entirely new horizons in the dark arts of creative filibustering.
The term filibuster is one which is well known in both United Kingdom and United States politics, and when there is bad law being made, one of the roles of the opposition, and one of the very few tools of an opposition that does not have the votes to stop particular legislation.
And the first of two government bills targeted by Mr Mallard this week was the Rugby World Cup Empowering Bill, which he delayed by an hour on Wednesday with a motion to debate an instruction to make the House do something that it was already going to do as a matter of course, a move eventually brought down by Assistant Speaker Eric Roy.
I am going to accept the closure. For this reason, I think it's a novel approach and an interesting one which the Honourable Trevor Mallard has promoted. I know I don't have to give a reason why I have.
But Eric Roy did come back with a reason.
The ruling which I'm about to give is an instruction to empower the committee to do something the committee already has power to do is not in order. I will therefore entertain no further points of order or calls in relation to this matter. I declare the House...
Order, Mr Speaker.
Is this in relation to the ruling
yes,
I have
yes,
given?
Yes,
no, well, I have made a ruling.
Well, I've heard you and I'm taking a point of order, Mr Speaker.
Debate on the committee stage of the Rugby World Cup bill eventually resumed, but for the second night in a row was interrupted by the adjournment at 10. Hopes of completing it on Thursday vanished when the government put the House under urgency to pass another bill through audit stages. Amending employment law to clarify the difference between contractors and employees, the legislation followed a deal between the government and Warner Brothers to keep production of Peter Jackson's Hobbit movies in New Zealand. But opposition claims that the American movie makers had demanded the law change were vigorously rejected by the Minister for Economic Development, Jerry Brownlee.
Warner Brothers didn't put any requirements on us to do anything.
But Mr Brownlee was soon contradicted by his Cabinet colleague, Stephen Joyce, when debate got underway on the bill's first reading.
If this bill does not proceed through the Parliament, the Hobbit movies will not come to New Zealand. That's the reality of it. And the opposition needs to work it out.
Over on the opposition benches, Labour's Grant Robertson had already worked it out for himself.
Everyone in Wellington knew there was a risk about the Hobbit film, but Jerry Brownlee sat there and did nothing. Nothing for 2 years. And he stands up on the other side of the House and says, oh, the Labour Party, they just like going to the cocktail parties. No. What we did when we were in office was keep a relationship going with Warners. And that is the issue here today. That's really the reasoning behind this legislation, Mr Chair, is the fact that this government let a relationship with Warners slide, ended up in a crisis, and then opportunistically out of that crisis have put forward the legislation that's in front of us today.
While Grant Robertson blamed Jerry Brownlee for creating the problem, Greens co-leader Russell Norman criticised the way the Prime Minister, John Key, had tried to fix it.
In a negotiating between the Prime Minister, representing New Zealand, and Warners, the Prime Minister was on the side of Warners. So instead of being on the side of New Zealand Inc., the Prime Minister was negotiating on the side of Warners by saying, I accept that there won't be industrial peace, I don't believe the word of the trade union movement. By doing that, he made it easier for Warners in the negotiation.
But government speakers continued to blame the trade unions, among them Defence Minister Wayne Mapp.
The fault here is the union.
Wayne Mapp said the bill would give certainty to the movie production industry.
And the one thing that business absolutely requires is certainty, especially global businesses, and especially when the wreckers of the union movement have destroyed that certainty. So this government is about to restore certainty.
But Labour's Charles Cheval said there'd been certainty ever since a Supreme Court decision 5 years ago.
The reason the law hasn't been touched since then is because it's settled. It's really clear.
Charles Cheval was also critical of the bill's drafting and the need for it to be pushed through under urgency.
It'll be passed through unless there's a rethink all its stages in a matter of hours. There'll be no select committee process. We won't hear from employment practitioners or employment court judges who sometimes take the time to submit on employment law reforms. But Mr Speaker, there's a reason that over the past 25 years we've bothered with the select committee process. People out there actually know more stuff than we do about things. And sometimes it's a good idea to take their temperature on those matters. This is certainly one of those occasions.
Although one of Mr. Chevelle's amendments was adopted by the government, the bill passed into law early on Friday afternoon, supported by all parties except Labor, the Greens and Jim Anderton. Parliament's adjourned for a week, back on Tuesday, November the 9th. I'm Tom Frewen, and this program is brought to you with funding from the Office of the Clerk.